At this point, we're getting towards the end of the meeting. We do have the notices of motion on the table. The first one being, well, first of both mine, I guess. The first one being the notice of motion regarding the Senior Accessibility Assistance for Snow Removal Pilot Program. As I put the motion up, I'm happy to move it at this time, and I will pass the chair over if the deputy will receive it. Happy to be the mover. And as I said, the chair is over to deputy.
Thank you, Mayor Cleveland, for a mover, seconder, Councillor Bureau. Before I take questions from members of council, Mayor Cleveland, would you like to speak to the notice of motion?
Yeah, I think it's really important to, first of all, set expectations. We've seen a lot of emails coming to all of us over the last week about the excitement. I just wanted to put the brakes on all of that. This wasn't meant to be a program that starts tomorrow. This isn't meant to necessarily be followed. I wanted to put an idea forward, as this council has continually heard over the last 3 years a litany of concerns from residents who have either mobility issues and/or seniors who are unable to remove some of the buildup at the end of the driveway. Now, we've heard this council over the last 3 years, and I'm sure for years before I sat as mayor, the costs of increasing service in our snow removal with a population the size of Cobourg. It's wonderful that we hear of cities like Peterborough and Toronto and Barrie that have those nice arms that come down and clear driveways. We hear all of the wonderful programs for seniors, say, in Clarington, where again, they have a municipal tax revenue within two, three, and four times of what Cobourg does. The intention behind this was not to deliver a program made and ready, but simply to bring the conversation once again to this council. The reality is we do need to look at some sort of pilot project for those individuals in our community who have no options. Now, I'm not involved in the snow removal business. I'm not familiar with the operations. And so I brought this forward as an idea and as a motion simply to start the ball rolling, to start a pilot project. And the idea being that what can we do to start a pilot project that would then eventually potentially turn into something without changing the level of service for every resident in Cobourg. We've heard the cost of new plows. We've heard the cost of new operators, and we know that our team is doing an incredible job with the equipment that they have. Is there a possibility moving forward for next winter for a pilot project? And that's why I move this motion forward for a conversation at this council with no personal attachment to the ideas that I've put forward, simply that we have a conversation, we bring staff into that conversation, and potentially maybe even look for a report to come back from staff about what could or couldn't be accomplished, what their recommendations are, and maybe even looking at sort of what can be accomplished with the minimal amount of equipment purchased. And a plan moving forward that if our pilot project is successful, then future councils can grow it and improve on that. So I just wanted to thank you for the chance to clarify that, Chair. And as I said, I have no personal attachment to anything in the motion, open to suggestions and council input. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just go around the horseshoe. So I see Councillor Darling.
Well, after the mayor's explanation, I do agree that it would be nice to bring in a pilot program of some sort to assist those who are physically or financially unable to accomplish this. But at this point, I'd like to put an amendment on the floor in that we withdraw paragraph four. The reason being is that we're looking at a pilot program. There's nothing to be decided yet, and we're asking staff to come back. Yet the paragraph says that we implement. Direct staff to implement a snow removal assistant. Well, if we pass this motion as it sits, that means we got to do it, and I find it very difficult to do it this time without knowing any costs, what equipment costs, what staffing levels, the actual logistics. It's very difficult when you're pushing snow and you're doing the center of the block. You got a house in the middle, but you got to get on and push that snow somewhere. Well, there's nowhere to push it. So, I mean, there's a lot of logistics there, and I think we should have a time. I see a June date in here. Have time to get a response back from the public in regard to this. So, at that time, I'd like to put that amendment on the floor.
Sure, I have a mover for the amendment, a seconder, Councillor Mouton. I have a question of clarity, Councillor Darling. I hear you and I agree with you. In removing that, though, we lose the essence of we still have to have something in there that directs staff to draft a a report for a pilot program and report back further that will operate. Okay, so the last direction is just there. Sorry, I didn't read it that way. Okay, Mayor Cleveland?
Hey, just a chance to sort of speak to Councillor Darling's point. Thank you for the point. I want to just clarify the intention of this. The reason is in speaking with staff and doing some research, what I had learned and is that our public works team did an incredible thing. We've used two snow sidewalk removers, and we always had a backup unit. And what's happened this year is, again, our departments are working incredibly well together, and one of those units has been sort of loaned off to the Parks Department. That's why we're seeing all of these great snow removals in our parks, in all of our pathways. And the concern why I wanted an implementation now is if in the process of coming up with the plan, it was decided that the team would use a piece of equipment in next year's planning that would also be valuable to have now as a backup. I wanted to give staff the authorization as part of this plan to potentially buy that equipment this winter as a backup piece of equipment with the intention of using it in the pilot project next year. That was the intention, not to implement the removal or that, simply to give staff the ability, should they see as they're coming up with this plan, that a piece of equipment in the future would need it, that they have it. But that being said, I'm very open to the motion to amend. I just wanted to clarify the intention behind that.
Anything else on the amendment? Yeah, Councillor Tan.
Thank you. I would support the proposed amendment by Councillor Darling, because I think the essence of the main motion is still strong and intact. And I'll mention that at this time, but I wanted to mention it before we went to the vote, is that who decides who qualifies? And I would very much appreciate feedback from the Accessibility Advisory Committee, which perhaps could inform the staff report. Yeah. So, because I'm looking in context of the amendment, I just think there's some variables in there that need to be looked at.
Fair point. So I think what Councillor, you're asking maybe to staff is, will the draft report circulate itself through the necessary advisory committees prior to coming to Council?
I'm not aware whether the Accessibility Advisory Committee has actually drafted the criteria, or whether they will be asked to look at this. I see that there are comparables that are listed in the motion, so it's not reinventing the wheel, but it's not clear to me at this time where the Accessibility Advisory Committee is at. Does that answer your question, or have I misunderstood?
I'm sure.
Well, I think we can make assumptions, or we could look with staff just to chime in, maybe how you see the advisory committee. Like, the motion states that the advisory committee would be part of that recommendations for selection. But I think what the council is getting at is, in the preparation of the draft, how would they be consulted? So, to the director.
Through the chair, that is a good question. I haven't had a chance to think about that. I would imagine so, through the drafting of this report, that we would go to the Accessibility Advisory Committee. But whether we implement it or not would matter if we're going to engage in actually defining the criteria. I would hope that they would support being, you know, the adjudicators of who sets the criteria for this program, because there will have to be eligibility. And if it were to move forward, there would be a set number of spaces, and perhaps there'd be more applicants. So there would have to be criteria set to make sure that they meet those, and then how to prioritize. It is an administrative challenge as far as understanding the number of applicants we may have, how much we can actually do, and how it's determined who gets those spaces. So that is something that would have to get sorted through in the next few months, as we're trying to come up with all of those what ifs and the logistics of how to roll this out. And then, of course, it being a pilot, it gives us an opportunity to test it on a very small amount of people, and then actually do the work, actually administer the work, and find out where we've overlooked something, what is working, what isn't working, and then know how we can scale it.
Okay, great. Sure. I think that's just I don't think the amendment impacts the overall motion. So just maybe we can deal with the amendment, because then we do go back to the main motion. And obviously, like, I have some questions. So let's just get to Councillor Darling's amendment. All in favor? Any of opposition? And it carries. Thank you. The main motion now removes the fourth paragraph. So I'll go to someone who hasn't had to ask a question, Councillor Barber.
Yeah, I do. Thanks. Many years ago, when I was on Markham Council for two terms, I had a lot to do with this in Markham, and I have quite a number of ideas. I won't bore you with it now, but I would certainly like to give you some input to that and what we did in Markham and how we brought it in, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to put that out to you. Thank you.
Councillor Darling?
Yes, just the way our information channels work around that, I want to make it clear that I'm not against doing a pilot project here, that I just don't want us getting the cart before the horse sort of thing. So I too, again, agree there's a lot of things to look in. You know, we need things like a proof of hardship policy sort of thing that clearly defines who qualifies for it. And the rest of the public to realize that every time we bring in a new program, it's going to add cost to the tax levy. So when we have to get the information out there to all the residents in Coburg, because this will be an increase. I mean, we're not going to buy a $280,000 snow machine on, pocket change. So that it will be a budget item. So there is a lot to do. I just want to make that clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Darling. And that segues just into a comment and a question I had. So I'm pleased to see this come forward and happy to support the iteration of it, because, you know, we have explored this several years. It's always been cost prohibitive. I want to acknowledge that every winter I feel like I ask the director, Director Wills, the same question in a different way, but I always get the same answer. And I did pose it again to her today, because actually one of the correspondents that came in from Kurji actually used some examples of the Mississauga and the arm and Toronto with, you know, a chase cart, not using the right word, behind the plow. And so the only thing that I had said to the director, because in the small sampling of conversations I've had prior to the notice of motion and then when folks have seen the notice of motion, is, you know, a lot of people are actually like, this is something I would pay more taxes for, or this is something I would understand letting go of in order to have this service level. So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask the director again. I understand the parameters of the notice of motion and I'm in full support of it, but in just us going back and forth, you answered some high-level cost of this. If we're going to potentially purchase and invest in capital equipment and staffing for a pilot, and I'm all for prioritizing and supporting seniors and folks with accessibility needs, I want to be very, very clear on that. But my question is, or my thinking is, if we're going to invest in that capital, you know, round it up to whatever it is, should we also in our logistical analysis be looking at what the equipment would look like and staffing would look like to clear wind roads, just evolving into that type of a program that could be rolled out to households, not just a pilot program for select residents. Like if we're going to make that investment, an apple and an orange, but it kind of costs almost the same, will that costing and those options be part of your logistical analysis and the pilot options? Or is the report specifically for infrastructure and staffing to only target a small sample size of seniors and folks with accessibility?
Through the chair, if I could clarify, do you mean for the entire town versus the, as far as costing for, we'll be looking at, the capital equipment that you noted, I'm not sure what it's called either. It's an implement that is attached to a wheeled loader. So we would definitely have that as part of our equipment options to look at and cost out and understand what that would mean for a pilot versus a full scale program. Full scale, I don't want to put out any numbers, but using a small pilot versus the full build out of whatever this plan may look like in future, I would think that yes, the report would look at what it would look like for more residents. But if you're implying for the entire town, then I'm not sure that that's something we could cost all of
Sure.
the mayor talk.
I see, Mayor Klum, if I could just respond to the director with clarity before. If that's okay, Mr. Mayor? Thank you. Obviously, I know that it's going to be a significant cost difference. I think we can all agree we have to look at how we clear snow differently and how we manage snowfalls in town. And if we're going to be doing this research into a creative pilot, would we be overlooking the other option, which would be windrow management or clearance townwide? My only concern with this is after the fact when it settles is my driveway, my sidewalk, not my driveway, not my sidewalk. I'm vulnerable. I have this need. That's my only the have and have not after. I mean, I'm a middle-aged, abled person, so this does not affect me either way. And I live on a street where our neighbors take care of each other. So I recognize my privilege in all of this. But in some of the feedback is if we're going to go this route and if we're going to look at costing out options or scenarios for a pilot for seniors and accessibility, why wouldn't we also look at the comparators for equipment that would manage windrow clearance townwide? Am I out to lunch on this, or is this part of the logistical analysis that we could do? So to the director, and then I see Mayor Cleveland and Councillor Darling.
Okay, through the chair, I think I know a better answer. The pilot will help us understand that. So we may not have the equipment. If that were a piece of equipment that the pilot will help us understand how long it takes to do a certain amount of driveways, the windrows and sidewalks. So that will give us better data to understand how we can scale it up. And it's all theoretical still, because we don't know how much it's going to snow. We don't know how often it's going to snow. We don't know if we're going to be in this type of snow situation where there's no storage anywhere. So now snow has to be trucked away. Because even if we take the windrows off of someone's driveway, where does it go? We have to put it on the road, we have to plow it out, or we have to dig it out. So there's a lot of variables no matter how we look at it. So any estimate is always going to be depends how many people sign up, depends how the snow goes for the winter. It's the same with our estimates for budget with winter maintenance. We don't know how much salt we're going to go through or fuel or overtime, because we just don't know what the weather's going to be like. So the pilot will help us at least understand outside of our normal operations. We generally know how quickly we can clear all the streets after a certain type of snowfall, because we're familiar with that process. Once we start adding random addresses to this program, because they might be down a street that we don't ever bring the sidewalk machine, or we never usually drive down, that's extra kilometers on those vehicles, it's extra time driving, it's some driveways are bigger than others, so it's longer frontages, some people have two sidewalks in front of their house. So it depends on, there's so many different variables of what that looks like, but at least driving it, clearing the snow, doing it for a winter, we'll at least see the cost implications as far as staff time, how long it takes us to get to all of those, because it could be days after a snowstorm and it's just not efficient. So there's a whole lot of things that will come out of the pilot, which is why it's great to do a pilot and see the hits and misses, and then understand if it is scalable before we start really investing in really expensive capital. We'll try to keep it to what we currently own or equipment that we already use and just could add to, because it always helps to have additional snow plowing equipment. So that's why I think the pilot on a small scale is going to help us understand what it might look like on a larger scale, potentially even look at the whole town. But again, very theoretical still at this time and after the pilot.
Thank you for navigating my question. So Mayor Cleveland, Councillor Darling, and then Councillor Mouton and Councillor Barber.
Appreciate the opportunity, Chair, through you to the council. So I just want to very clearly clarify, prior to bringing any notice of motion to council, I always first speak to staff. And in speaking to staff, I was very specific about the program that I had envisioned. And in speaking with staff, that is sort of why this is being presented as a pilot. So I just think it's fair for the council, maybe the community watching, to understand what I had envisioned. It'd be nice to be able to afford it. We had a report, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, looking at the millions and dollars it would cost to increase service. We know that the average Cobourg taxpayer is looking for cost savings, not tax additions. And so the idea was, is how do you solve a problem at the lowest possible cost? And so the way I had envisioned the program, and I'm leaving it after talking to staff to them to envision it, but the way I had envisioned it is we know that the sidewalk clear is just shy of $300,000. And we know that that's a piece of equipment that's good to have a backup of. So the idea in my mind, obviously not moving forward, but was that we would buy one piece of equipment that we already need that sits as a backup piece anyways. It would require one additional staff member for 40 hours a week. And this project would be simply that staff member who would work for the one department, but who would be given sort of the addresses to go to by our customer service department. As the person shows up to work, they get in their loader, they drive to the first address. Well, on their way to the first address, they drop the bucket, they clear the snow along the sidewalks to it. Now they get to the address, clear off the snow, next address, clear the sidewalks. So it was a bit of a stepping stone to provide sort of the opportunity for the parks, the department to be able to see how that worked. And if it didn't work, then they could come back with a different one. In speaking with staff, their suggestion was a pilot project to leave it more open for staff to come back and come out with a report, which is sort of why the motion is as it stands. I think we all want to be able to deliver more snow removal for our town. The reality is we've seen report after report that we can't afford that. So this is a sort of what I would say a common sense approach to simply doing what we can now with the least amount of money to help those 50, 7,500 people that are most in need. If we're able to do that in a cost-effective and efficient manner, then the department can always come back and maybe expand that to another 50, 75. At some point, yes, I look forward to a tax base that can afford the kind of equipment that would allow that, but we're probably 5-10 years away from that. And in the meantime, when you see other municipalities coming out with programs to support their seniors and those on fixed incomes, just knowing the senior base here, I'm looking for a stopgap solution. And that was the idea of this pilot. So on that note, I just want to say thanks to Director Wills for providing the feedback along the way and making sure that I didn't get ahead of myself and instead came this and sort of allowed it for staff to sort of take the original concept and make it work for them.
Thanks, Councillor Darling.
Yeah, again, I do a lot of snow removal, and so the logistics of it, I understand completely. I would suggest to most people, you take a ride, drive around the community and look at the snow piles now. Mm-hmm. And when you take a blade and push it out of a driveway, you just push it ahead. When people get their snow done now, a snowblower blows it up onto a lawn, onto high piles or whatnot. It's going to be very, very, very difficult to try and do that. And the other thing that concerns me is, are we going to alter our bylaw? Our bylaw says you have your snow cleared from your sidewalk within 24 hours. We put a program in place and we have 50 or 75 or 100 or 200. They all got to be cleared within 24 hours after a snowstorm or they're against our bylaw. Mm-hmm. Who's responsible? The homeowner or our public work staff for not getting them?
Right.
So there's a lot of logistics and variables here. And it's not just as simple as saying, yes, we'll do it. I understand I'm a senior citizen now. I go out and do my driveway. Sometimes I try to shovel the end of it. It's heavy. I can't do it. So I have to get the snowblower. But I know there's a lot of people out there. And another thing is there's a lot of people that have employment that do that for a job. So if we start doing it all, how many people are we going to put out of work that do that job for a living? So again, all those variables, hundreds of questions that got to be answered. I'm not saying it's impossible, but if we're going to do it, we got to do it right to start.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Councillor Darling. I know a few other comments that came up in along those lines is also too, would this be in the pilot analysis, is it based on a fee for service for those that are selected? Are there neighborhood incentives for folks who help out each other? Are there, I know we've talked in the past too about vendoring or listing, social enterprises or preferred service providers? Is there ways that we could contract this out? Anyways, I leave some of that feedback from people who had other ideas or people who work on these types of projects in other communities, but I leave that to the experts as part of your research and the exciting work in putting this report together. Councillor Mouton, Councillor Barber, my apologies.
Lots of very good conversation. Some of my points have already been covered by others. What I would like to say, I've already received a complaint from a senior citizen who basically sees that the sidewalk on the other side of the street from them always gets plowed, but it's not a bus route. There's no apparent reason why it gets plowed. So this tax-paying senior citizen is saying, why not me? You know, why not this side of the street? I could not offer them an explanation. I would support a pilot project. What I'm thinking of, years ago, there used to be a Snow Angels program where there would be people doing their hours. And I appreciate there's a liability issue. There are contractors, as Councillor Darling has pointed out. There might be service agencies. And I'm also aware that any one of us can, even for a short period of time, be disabled. You know, for some reason, a surgery or whatever. So it's, you know, what is that process? And not to discriminate. I did a little research and I realized that their sidewalk clearing program was looked at by the previous council. And one of the options, it was quite an eye opener. It would have cost about $500,000 on the tax levy, plus nearly $900,000 investment in equipment. Now, that would carry on for a few years. There's different ways of looking at this. I appreciate the nuance of the motion before us, and I think it's worth investigating.
Well said, Councillor Mouton, and thank you for your comments. Councillor Barber?
Thank you. I was going to save this until I was interviewed, but it's been brought up now. We seem to be looking at other things. In Markham, and this is 1994 to 2000, some 26 years ago, if you were 65 or older, you automatically got it. You had to register, but you they automatically claim and plowed out your front of your laneway. If you were 49 with emphysema, you applied for it, and you either got it or didn't get it. We discussed at that time a small stipend. We decided in Markham not to do that. So you got it if you were 65 and asked for it. It was as simple as that. I believe now, and it's a long time ago, and I'm getting a little fog here, but I believe that we farmed this out, not to the town snowplows, but to, I think it was Miller Paving, I think, and we sent it out on to do just these windrows, et cetera, et cetera. But I would have to check on that, which I could certainly do. But I just wanted to give you that information since we seem to be adding some things on it this time. Thank you.
One last interview for Director Wills. Thank you, Councillor Barber. Any other final comments? No? Well said, Councillor Bureau. Yes, fulsome conversation. Sorry, I was just reading my notes. I'm good. So we will call the vote. Mm-hmm. All those in favor? Any opposition? Thank you. Thank you, Director Wills. Back to you, Mayor Cleveland.
Well, next notice is mine as well, so why don't you just hold on to the chair there?
Sure.
So moved.
Do I have a seconder to put it on the floor? Oh, no. Sorry. Thank you, Councillor Barber. Sorry, folks, just switching screens.